The next patient is Antonio Serrano. The last name is S-E-R-R-A-N-O, Serrano. First name, Antonio, A-N-T-O-N-I-O. Clinical case of a 66-year-old Mexican male that is following this practice because of the presence of chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. The patient comes to today with a laboratory workup that was done at the hospital a week ago when he was admitted for chest pain. Serum creatinine at the time of the chest was 1.22. The BUN was 31, and the estimated GFR was 65.4 milligrams per cent. This patient has a serum albumin of 3.86, and he has a protein creatinine ratio that is consistent with the more than 300 milligrams of protein per gram of creatinine, and the patient has a microalbumin creatinine ratio that is over 100, period. The patient is a candidate for the administration of SGLT2 inhibitors. However, due to the expense, it's difficult to obtain, and on the other hand, the patient has a history of pancreatitis. He is taking pancreatic enzymes. Number two, this patient has a history of chest pain that led him to the hospital. He has a cardiac catheterization that has been negative. The echocardiogram was negative, and the cardiologist didn't think that was related to the heart. Period. The outpatient follow-up has been ordered. Following number, the patient has a history of left hilar mass in the left lung that is evaluated by Dr. Wong, W-O-N-G. In other words, this patient has been followed by the pulmonologist. He has a history of lymphoma that was treated in 2009. Following number. The patient has a history of arterial hypertension. The blood pressure today is 136 over 63. He was started on hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligrams, that has helped. Following number, hyperuricemia that has been treated with the administration of allopurinol 100 milligrams every day. Unfortunately, we don't have a determination of uric acid at the present time. Following number, the patient has diabetes mellitus that has been under control. Following number, this patient has a history of a frontal lobar mass that was operated on and treated, and is followed by the primary care. Following number, the patient has left eye blindness status post cataract surgery. And after the cataract surgery, the patient lost the left eye according to his information. Following number, the patient has elevated PTH to 84 that we are monitoring closely. Following number, the patient has peripheral neuropathy that is treated with the administration of gabapentin. Following number, morbid obesity, the patient has a BMI more than 35. He has been losing weight very slowly. He's encouraged to continue the weight loss. And for the next appointment, we are going to give a target of 7 pounds weight loss in order to continue to improve the general condition. Period. We are going to reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup. Period paragraph, we invested 10 minutes reviewing the admission to a hospital, 20 minutes with the patient, and 7 minutes in the documentation.